Gary, first of all, I suppose it's you come away from second in the table and people a little bit disappointed you didn't win.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really good away performance. I know we've had quite a lot this season and we seem to have been spoilt with away performances, certainly compared to our home form. But I thought the way we went about the game, particularly after, I think you have to remember the circumstances as well, you know, losing the previous three games. We've got a lot of injuries, could have forgiven the players a little bit for feeling sorry for themselves, but that's what we asked them to do. Let's get back to what we're good at. Let's go and work incredibly hard. Let's go and show a little bit more quality on the break. And I felt after, it took us about 15-20 minutes to realise that, you know, we actually can pass the ball and we actually can show a little bit of composure. And when we started to do that and we started to settle down a little bit, we played really, really well. And as you say, you know, to go to a place like Middlesbrough, I don't think they've lost very many games. I think they might have lost one game at home all season against Bristol City. And they didn't create that many clear-cut chances, you know, and I felt as though certainly second half we had much the better of the chances. And I'm not saying we should have won the game because that would be unfair on their first half performance, but certainly could have took something out of the game, if we'd have finished one of those chances off.
I suppose as a manager, on the back of your feet, you look for a response, don't you? You ask for a response. And I think it's to the players' credit that they responded.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. I think that's what you do. You ask us to get back to what we're good at, which is being hard to beat and hard to play against. And I think we've done that really, really well over the period of time we've been here. Whenever we've had a little blip in terms of games, the lads always show something. They show some sort of character. You know, it's very rare we go 7, 8, 9 games with looking weak. We got back on it. It's been a difficult period, but it felt like a win in some ways. It felt like a win in the dressing room. I know it's only a point and it's not, you know, it's not going to turn our season round, but it felt like a win, you know, and for us to get that little bit more confidence out of it, and to get one or two, 90 minutes under the belt, I think would have been really, really pleased with.
Back on the road now, Preston. Then a game on Friday. I mean, this is really going to test what is already a limited squad.
Yeah, it is, and we know that. And that's why I think, you know, I sort of preempted it before the month because I knew we'd have a tough month. And I knew it'd be a testing month for our squad. And I knew it'd be a testing month just in terms of the games anyway. It's a tough league, isn't it? You know, it's not an easy league to win games in. And I think it will be a test. But I think what we have done is at least we've given ourselves a chance with the bodies in the building. You know, we've got bodies in the building. And I think everyone, after a game like that, everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to be fit. You know, we're not far away from having two or three players back in as well. And what I look at now is I think, wow, what an almighty lift that will give the rest of the group, come the game that they're all available for. If we can get through to January, you know, bringing two or three players in, what a lift that will give everyone. So it's a tough test. But that's the great bit about the division. You know, you learn a lot about your players and challengers are there to stand up and be counted, aren't they? And sometimes you see the ones that really, really want to get through this period with a little bit of desire and drive.
Preston draw a lot of games at home. They've got the worst home attack in the league, so they're not prolific scorers, but they draw a lot, so they're hard to play against. I think they're really good defensively.
Yeah, I think Simon's obviously set his stall out and said, you know what, let's be as hard to beat as any team in this division. Let's not concede goals and we'll nick games. And some games we'll play a little bit better and win games, but we'll be very, very hard to win games against. And I think it's a great recipe to have in this division, you know, because they'll be a little bit like us in some ways, where they're not going to come into this division and go and score bag full of goals. Because they haven't got the players to do that. But what they have got is a real team spirit and a real unity. And I think, like you said, I think they kept something like 6 or 7 clean sheets in 9 or 10 games, which is absolutely incredible. So it's going to be a difficult game again. But like we said before, we fear no one away from home, but it's about us putting a back-to-back performance in, and making sure that the effort we showed at Middlesbrough doesn't mean that we go there and think we can go there and play at sort of 70-80% of that. You know, we're going to have to be the same again, and I'm sure we'll get a good result.
If you're not prolific up front, then really you should only, if you work hard defensively, you only need one to win most times.
Well, again, there's some, you know, everyone has a different way of looking at things, and I think most fans and most people that don't know your team, if you don't score as a team, and I'm sure Preston and we're a little bit similar like that, people think you've got to attack more, you've got to put more attacking players on the pitch. We actually have more chances and we actually have more shots on goal when we defend better. And that's the key for me. You know, when you have that solid base, It's more and more teams come onto you, more and more teams chase the game, more and more teams throw players forward, and it then opens the game up. And again, you know, we've gone to Middlesbrough, defended incredibly well. Don't know what the possession stats were, but we had maybe had 25, 30% possession, but we've had, you know, marginally less shots than Middlesbrough, you know, which is ridiculous, isn't it? And we probably had more chances to win the game. So that's what counts in the end. You know, we know the only stat really that matters. But the better we defend, the more chances we create. And so for us, that has to be our starting point.
Will there be changes for Tuesday?
I don't know yet. I mean, again, it'll be dependent on who comes in today and who's feeling, however. But I would expect the lads to come in and all be wanting to start. Whether we can get John fit, he wasn't far away for Saturday, so whether John comes into the reckoning to come back in the squad, but certainly I think, you know, that's not going to be many changes, I don't think.